I landed here. My cousin brought me here. I was getting ready to be shipped off to Iran in 1980 during the Iranian crisis. And she said, and I flew in from Virginia Beach, Virginia, because that's where I was stationed. I was in the aircraft squadron. Anywho, she brought me here and had Dr. Franks and canned Budweiser. But it was funny because I told him when we left, I said, I'm going to move here. When I get out of the service, I'm going to move here. So I did. But my funny story is about 15 years ago, old boy Carl Brown that worked here, he worked at Habitat for Humanity too, and he's always coming in with like crutches and these decrepit wheelchairs. Well, make a long story short, he talked me into getting into one of these wheelchairs. Said, I'm just going to push you around the parking lot, right? And they ain't even got no stirrups on it where you can set your feet. So I'm all balled up like this in the chair. So I said, now don't you try no silly shit, right? Don't do something stupid with me. So he rolls me around the parking lot, and he's coming back in like we're going to the patio. And he takes off at a dead run and hits Enterprise Street. And at this time, Watauga Drive was cut through there, right? That wasn't even there, right? And it's a green light, and he's coming down the way, and I'm like, man, you got to stop. Well, anyway, they just paved Hillsborough Street, and the transition where Hillsborough Street and the new asphalt come in, it blowed the wheels slap off the front of that wheelchair, and the fork stuck in that pretty much fresh asphalt, and it launched both of us into the middle of Hillsborough Street. Well, at that point in time, man, we're both up, man, grabbed the wheelchair and run across the street. And I look at him, I say, you all right? He says, yeah, I'm all right. You all right? I said, I'm all right. And that's ironic right here, because there was a cop, there was RPD, was sitting right there, and he seen the whole thing unfold in front of him. And we were standing over there across the street, and he just looked at us and shook his head and went. He just kept driving. He wasn't even going to stop to ask us anything. He swear to God, he's like, I ain't even messing with them fellas. After I seen that, I mean, because it launched me and launched him, I mean, almost like simultaneously, like dolphins, man, over each other. It's crazy. Anyway, I'd like to say this to you, too, because I'm comfortable with you now. New Year's Eve is my birthday, and I've spent damn near every birthday since I've been in North Carolina here. And this is the last birthday party here. Absolutely. This will be the last time I get to party at Saddleax on New Year's Eve, and I'll be 53 years old. I mean 35.